I'm Julianne DeLynn Hatton, and you're listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. This series will discuss the prophet Joseph Smith and the authenticity of the gospel he restored. I'll be speaking with Michael R. Ash, author of the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Hello, Michael Ash.
Hi, Julianne.
Today we're discussing the phrase, "It came to pass."
Yes, a very interesting phrase in the Book of Mormon.
What did Mark Twain say about the phrase, "It came to pass"?
Well, in the Book of Mormon, we know, even as modern readers, that it's in there quite a bit, but in the original 1830 copies, "it came to pass" was in there much more frequently. And Mark Twain, had quite a wit about him, and he said, it was a pet phrase of Joseph Smith, and he teased that if we would take "It came to pass" out of the Book of Mormon, that there wouldn't be anything left but a pamphlet. In fact, supposedly he also one time said that if you took it out of the Book of Mormon, there would be nothing left to come to pass. So he was clever, and he made good humor of it. And it's true that, like I said, especially in the original Book of Mormon English translation, it was in there much, much more frequently. And in modern editions, some of the "it came to passes" were taken out to make it a little bit easier to read.
So where does the phrase originate?
In ancient Hebrew and Egyptian, there are several phrases that are used in place of punctuation. They didn't have punctuation back in ancient times. And so when things were written out, there had to be some sort of indicator put in place. It was grammatically necessary to tell people when there was a new paragraph. And there was a couple of phrases that were used, like "and now" and "thus." But one of the most common ones was "it came to pass." And so if we actually go to the Book of Mormon in the context from where it came, from kind of Egyptian and Hebrew background, that was a necessary part of how a text would have been written. In fact, it would be really odd if that phrase wasn't there. That would be almost like a red flag that the Book of Mormon wasn't authentic. It had to be there to really be part of the background from which it came.
I did a little research and found that "it came to pass" is used over 2,700 times in the Old and New Testament.
Yeah, it is. It's used frequently in, like I said, ancient texts of Hebrew origin, as well as Egyptian, and actually in some other ancient languages. It's consistent with what is claimed about the Book of Mormon. Like I said, if it wasn't in there, that would have been a red flag. And the fact that it is there shows that at least that part of it is consistent with what we'd expect from a manuscript that originated in Lehi's time.
Thank you, Michael Ash.
Thank you, Julianne.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Reason on the Mormon Faircast. I'm your host, Julianne DeLynn Hatton, inviting you to keep the faith.
Michael R. Ash is the author of the book Shaken Faith Syndrome, Strengthening One's Testimony in the Face of Criticism and Doubt, as well as the book of Faith and Reason, 80 Evidences Supporting the Prophet Joseph Smith. Faith and Reason is produced by Tom Hatton with music courtesy of Arthur Hatton. The opinions expressed in this podcast are not necessarily the views of Fair Mormon or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. You can support this podcast by subscribing to it in iTunes and by rating it and writing a review. Questions or comments can be sent to podcast@fairmormon.org, or you may join the conversation at fairblog.org.